the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm the middle-aged guy, Lon Tay, that watches men of a certain age and all that kind of stuff.
I bet you would like that show.
I love that show.
See,
I'm telling you right now.
You're a man of a certain age.
Anybody that is, I think it's geared more towards a 50, let's say. But if you're around my age, you need to watch Men of a Certain Age. It's a great show.
Did you just get paid for that?
Yes, because I'm going to make an appearance on there. So listen, before we bring on Nate Bussey, I was just talking to him on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so, you know, what do you have to contact your agent every day? And he's like, no, I just listen, you know, I just talk to Breeze and Vilma.
Right.
And I'm like, how crazy is that? I mean, Nate Bussey, do you even know us anymore?
Of course I do.
How cool is that, though, to go around saying, well, yeah, I just chatted with Jonathan Vilma the other day.
Oh, man, it's amazing because, you know, a lot of people respect Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma because, you know, they're one of the best players in the game today. So everybody be like, man, you teammates with Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma, they'd be more amazed than I do. So I just go ahead and be like, man, you know, yeah, they're my teammates. So
Nate, what are you doing right now? I mean, this NFL lockout, I think it's day 132 or something. We see you guys working out on TV, but what are you doing day to day?
Well, day to day, I'm still working out. I'm still, you know, I'm back in D.C. now that we, you know, our organized OTA that Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma held for us are over. So now we're just waiting for the lockout to end. So I just work out every day, and it's sent to my daughter while I'm here in D.C.
Nate, we've seen some of those workouts on TV. The Saints, a lot of media has been covering that. Take us through what one of those organized workouts is like. What can you actually do in those workouts?
Well, you can do just about everything that you would do if the coaches were there or anything like that. So they were just organized by the you know, the two team captains, and it was a real good experience to get down there and meet those guys and work out with them because I learned a lot. I learned most of the defense and, you know, just ready for to get my playbook when this lockout was over so I could just, you know, refresh my memory with the stuff that I already learned. You can do just about everything. We did 7-on-7s and things like that, and everything was just so positive and, you know, going forward. So we just getting ready for the season now.
Did you go across the middle and hammer Marcus Colston?
Nah, we ain't got no pads on, so I did get a chance to check Marcus Colston in practice, doing one-on-ones and doing 1 7-on-7 period, and you know, he's a great athlete. So
absolutely, we're visiting with Nate Bussey, former Illini. He is now a draft pick, and of course, soon to be a member, or I guess you are a member of the New Orleans Saints. And Nate, we brought up the playbook earlier. Jeremy and I were talking about this. It was kind of an interesting thing that happened on draft day that the first-round picks, they were able to get their playbook because it was temporarily removed, but now everybody after that was not able to. So how strange is that with not having a playbook? Or do some of the guys, the current Saints, are they able to give you that to look at and kind of study?
Well, yeah, it's the 2010 playbook. So, I mean, you know, things change over the course of a new season and new plays get involved. So right now, they bring their playbooks to the organized meetings that we used to have when we were down in New Orleans. And, you know, I look through that and stuff like that. So I take notes from that. But I definitely take notes from Jonathan Vilma while he's on the film, while we're watching the film and things like that.
Nate, I know a lot of fans are really frustrated by this lockout. As a player, obviously you had a couple workouts with those guys. How frustrated are you as a player, especially as an incoming rookie, that you can't be in the team facilities, you can't be learning from the coaches right now?
It's very frustrating because of the simple fact that, that I can't get into the facilities and things like that, but I actually found a place that's about 10 minutes from the practice facility, so that was good, but I haven't moved into it because of the lockout and things like that. But the only frustrating part is knowing that I haven't got my playbook and knowing that, you know, that I haven't really got a chance to meet the coaches and be around them and really, you know, be on the field with those kind of guys.
Well, and you haven't gotten a paycheck yet. I mean, you're working towards this thing, and you haven't even signed a contract yet. What's that like for a guy that just graduated college? This is supposed to be your job, but with everything locked out, you're not getting any money. What's that situation like?
You got to just stay positive. Even though, you know, they haven't paid me yet or anything like that, I don't look at it as that they need to pay me right away. I just need to know that when the season comes and they count on me, that I'm going to be accountable. So they'll pay me when the time is right.
So do you have to, like, bum a ride to these workouts?
Well, actually, one of my teammates had rented a car for me while I was there, so that was a good lookout. And the hotel was already taken care of by Drew Brees, so I actually had a way of getting around and a place to stay, so that was, like, the best thing ever.
Talking about former Illini, Nate Bussey, now a member or soon to be a member of the New Orleans Saints, kind of waiting out the lockout, just like all of us fans. We see Drew Brees, Nate. We've seen him, you know, just grow during that in that city, take them to a Super Bowl. Seems like the consummate leader, the guy you want at quarterback. You've been able to be around him a little bit. What does Drew Brees bring to that quarterback position?
Oh, Drew Brees brings the ultimate team leader. He's the leader of all leaders. You know, Drew Brees, he's very organized, and I think he's ready to get back to another Super Bowl. So by him being the team leader and the way he is, that we had a chance of being directed the right way with him being the leader in charge.
Nate, what was the most shocking thing about being on the field with all these guys like Brees and Vilman? Is it their size? Is it the fact that it's Drew Brees? What was the first thing that kind of hit you the first time you got on the field with them?
The first thing was that the simple fact that I was with, you know, Drew Brees and Donovan Vilma. You know, that was just the most amazing thing right there. But not technically the size of the players, because all of them not really that big, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So you look at them on TV and everybody look different, or TV makes you look bigger than what you are. But just being on the field with a guy like Drew Brees, and especially being on the team that just came from the Super Bowl a year or two ago.
So, Nate, where are you working out at? What position are you kind of working in at?
At the wheel linebacker.
So who are you learning from behind there? I know Martez is in that little situation with you. What's that like going through workouts with a Jonathan Vilma? What's he teaching you?
I mean, he's teaching me everything that I need to know to be successful in the NFL. So everything he's told me so far has helped me, and has also helped me with the 7-on-7 and especially learning the defense. So everything Jonathan Vilma has put forward for me to learn and things like that, I've took in, and I bought to it and things like that. Man, he's just a great coach as well as a player. So by him being a coach and a player on the field, it helps me out a lot, because sometimes when I get confused about what to do or something happens I've never seen in practice, he just be like, okay, this will happen, so let's run it again, and then this is what you're supposed to do. And you know, it's just like that. So by him being a coach and a player next to me, and you know, him being in the middle and me playing again, beside him, is just the best feeling ever.
A few more minutes with Nate Bussey, former Illini, now New Orleans Saints linebacker, working out now in Washington, D.C., waiting out the lockout. Nate, how's Martez doing? I know there's a lot of Illini connections on this New Orleans team. Greg McMahon, the special teams coordinator, sure. And of course, Pierre Thomas, a New Orleans Saint as well. How's Martez coming along, and is it the Illini connection? Is it there? Do you guys go out to dinner and stuff together?
Oh, yeah. The Illini connection is definitely there, and especially Martez is doing great. You know, Martez is down in New Orleans now. He's working out, things like that. I just left him this weekend for Essence, but he's doing great. You know, he's down there, has a little place and everything. So the Illini connection is great. Danny Clark has been a real big factor, us being in, knowing that we're not on contract and things like that. We've been out to eat a couple times with Danny. And I haven't seen Pierre. He hasn't been in town. But when the season starts, the lockout end, we'll just be ready to go, and I'll be meeting up with those guys again.
All right, Nate Bussey, if you make this team and you're rolling for the season, how fast are you going to go out and buy the Madden football game and play yourself at the linebacker spot?
I'm not really a big gamer, so I'm going to leave that up to my little brother. He goes get all the new games, the NCAA and the Madden. So once he gets it, I know he's going to do all the modifications and things like that, and he's going to tell me about it.
What's going to be your best stat, though, in Madden? You know, you talk about Devin Hester having 99 speed. What's going to be your best attribute on Madden?
My best attribute on Madden is probably, I'm not going to go with the speed. I'm going to say awareness.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Nate, I know Illinois football, I think right now they're with the strength and conditioning. They're kind of getting all that worked out. You know how that was. 8 home games this year for Illinois. What do you think of these guys coming back? They should be in line for a pretty good season, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Illinois should be in room for a great, very great season. I'm definitely going to try to catch a couple of those 8 home games if I can, because we weren't fortunate to have 8 home games when I was there. So I'm excited about this season and what they're going to bring to the Big Ten this year, especially me coming back and to support them as well.
Nate, a lot of questions on defense because of all you guys that left. Who's somebody to look out for this year on the defensive side of the ball? Because somebody's going to have to step up to replace Martez, you, Corey Legit.
Well, you can look for a couple of key players this year to stand out. You got Ashanti Williams that plays the Sam linebacker, the position that I played this past season for Illinois. You got Trelon Henry, the safety. And you definitely got Ian Thomas, the middle linebacker, and Tayron Wilson, the corner. So that's, what, four or five guys right there that's going to make a great impact. And probably, you know, next NFL players when the season's over.
Well, thanks for leaving, Nate. Not like you had to. Oh, wait, no, you did have to, don't you? You do have to. Well, Nate Bussey, you're in Washington, D.C. right now, and you're back home. Do you take advantage? I mean, I think to myself all the time, I tell my wife all the time, you know, one of these days we got to take the boys out and see Washington, D.C. and all that. I assume it's probably second nature to you with everything out there that you could go and see the sights on, but do you still try to do that once in a while?
I definitely try to get out. You know, I have a 3-year-old, so I try to take her sightseeing as well. So, but when you come to D.C., the tourist attraction is definitely down by the monument. So I haven't took her down there since she's been born or since she's been back in D.C. But I'm eventually going to get her out there this summer. Especially to the amusement park Six Flags as well.
Sweet. Are you kidding me? I'm going to wait till Nate Bussey's off, and I'm going to call Nate up and say, hey, I'm coming out. No, I'm kidding. Hey, Nate, congratulations, buddy, again, and thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you guys start getting rolling here.
Let's
in football.
Let's see some football.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to get it done real soon. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. That is Nate Bussey, former Illini and now current New Orleans Saints. And interesting, I mean, seriously, I had to ask the question. I'm serious. Can you imagine, though, just seriously, you pull up in a car, and you're, like, parked, and you looked over, and there's Drew Brees. You're like, hey, what's up, Drew? I'm Nate. Mm-hmm. You think Drew said, hey, Nate, I'm sure. Drew Brees. I played at Purdue, in case you didn't know me.
I had that rose in my mouth when I won.
That's right. That's
I was
right.
The only really good player on that team.
How good is Drew Brees?
He's pretty good.
He's good.
We were talking about it. He's going to be a Hall of Famer with a couple more years.
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, good for Nate. You just hope. I mean, the money situation with these guys, you know, he hasn't made any money yet.
No.
His agent hasn't made any money yet, and he's still got to pay his agent. He's still got to pay, you know, if people are lending him money, he's still got to pay that.
Sure.
So it's a tough situation for those guys right now.
I will
now.
Say this, though. I think it's better that these guys never probably had the taste of it yet, mm-hmm. the taste of that money. So, I mean, for Nate, he's been living like this for 4 years as a college student, right? I mean, so to him, it's probably, I get what you're saying. You still got to pay the agent, et cetera.
Well, and he's got to pay for a flight to get down there.
Sure.
It's all on him right now, which, I mean, for most players, you wouldn't care, but these rookies who haven't been paid yet.
I wonder if some of the vets, though, step up. Like Danny, like he said with Danny Clark, probably takes him out to dinner. One of his teammates got him a rental car. I mean, that, you know, those guys make so much money that I assume they kind of watch out for each other. And Nate one day could hopefully do the same for his rookie teammates as well. All right, we're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.